Well, hello and welcome to episode 43 of the Simpleton Podcast. It's been a long time between drinks.
Four three.
My name is Daniel James. I am based in Melbourne, Australia. And joining me, as always, is Scott Gall from Berlin, Germany. Scott, how are you?
Yo, the big 4-3, Daniel. Good.
Yeah. It's been a long time between drinks, Scott.
It's been a long time between drinks. Sorry for the interruption. Shall we continue?
Do you have the running sheet in front of you?
Yeah. Woo!
Have a look under point one, introduction.
Point one. Okay, so we've got the pleasantries out of the way. Daniel, it has been a while between drinks, and what have you been up to?
Well, you know how it is, Scott. Variety is the spice of life. We've had the Dale Richardson Investigate shows to produce. I've been in the outback doing a bit of wrangling on the Broughton Station.
Yeah.
I sailed my yacht from the Cape of Goodwill to the Brevet Smith Island with a couple of mates. I went abseiling off the Great Barrier Reef.
Let me just interrupt you first. You've got 2 seconds to answer this question. If you take more than 2 seconds, it means you're making it up. The 2 seconds start at the end of my question. What were the names of your two mates?
Greg and Mike.
Yep. Good. Then I believe you. But if I could just interrupt you there, Daniel, you mentioned Dale Richardson Investigates, didn't you?
Yeah, that's right. I did, yes.
I believe we do have now some contractual obligations to fulfill vis-a-vis some cross-promotion for Richardson's show. Better do that now, I guess.
Right, yeah, of course. Roll the tape.
Wait a moment. Roll the tape. Is it as simple as that? We just do it. That's it. Roll the tape.
What the fuck is your fucking... Convinced that what we now needed most was an energy boost, Kenny, with Ray and I in tow, headed into the town to have a break and get some coffee at the bakery cafe in the main street. But as we sat at the corner booth near the back end of the cafe area beside the jukebox, Kenny, with his double espresso, and Ray and I with our cappuccino and latte respectively, the psychic began to have an ominous vision.
The killer sat inside of this bakery all of those years ago. He did not eat. He sat at a table and drank coffee on a semi-regular basis, just as we are sitting at a table and drinking within the premises. But not eating, despite the availability of numerous treats.
But did he actually sit at this table, where we are now, mate?
Hard to say. The layout of the premises was not as eclectic, meaning not only the layout, but actual furniture has been updated. But he came here and he drank a lot of coffee.
Is there anything else you can say now? Something that might help us find out who he was?
Coffee. He drank a lot of coffee. And he did it right here.
It was an amazing revelation. Although the bakery was less than a decade old and the premises had been a laundromat during the time of the Butcher of Barnawatha, information that had apparently eluded Kenny, we were now knee-deep in our investigation. Had the killer brought a portable table into the laundromat and sipped coffee while waiting for his laundry? Did he bring an espresso machine? Did he favour cafe lattes, cappuccinos, or the simple short black? If so, were the police ever made aware of this? At any rate, it was time to head off to Indigo Creek Park, where 81-year-old Thorburn Thompson had his life brutally taken from him before it had even barely started. Now, Scott, I believe that you have the next segment. The next segment, of course, being the World Report.
Scott, on this particular occasion, it being the 43rd episode of this podcast series, what have you got for us today?
Yeah.
Proceed.
Today's World Report focuses on Liberia, which when it comes to nations that feature Iria as their suffix, Liberia really is the poor man's version of places like Nigeria and Algeria, which one does hear about at least occasionally. Daniel, tell me two facts about Nigeria. Go.
It is neither Nigeria or Algeria. It's in fact Liberia.
No, Nigeria.
You want to know about Nigeria?
Two facts about Nigeria, please.
I'm sorry, the Skype was breaking up on me. I couldn't quite hear you.
Proceed.
Their flag has green in it.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a big soccer nation, Scott.
Two facts about Algeria. Proceed.
Algeria has white in its flag and is not as much a soccer nation as Nigeria.
And to complete the series of questions, two facts about Liberia, please.
Yes. Liberia is neither Nigeria or Algeria.
Well done. Anyway, Daniel, yes, it's about Liberia. What do you think? What do you think this is going to be about? Do you have a clue?
It's about the riot, the disputed poll, isn't it?
Woo! Daniel, let's get pumped. Let's get pumped. Woo!
Well, it's hard to get pumped when we're talking about the riot.
Yeah.
The disputed poll.
Look, I'm going to briefly address your interruption before continuing. Let it be said, I am in election mode at the moment, considering that my two homelands have recently sustained elections, Daniel. And for that reason...
Could you briefly talk about sustaining elections in a Japanese accent, Scott?
Daniel, get your mind out of the gutter. Get your mind out of the gutter. And let's proceed. And let's proceed. Daniel. Let's boost this thing now, Daniel. Let's boost this thing.
Could you answer my question? Could you address my question?
Yeah, I'm not going to do it. Get your mind out of the gutter. So, woo!
How is it in the gutter?
In what could only be described as a bombshell in African politics, the final
result... Oh, there's plenty of those, isn't there? not really funny. Not funny at all, really.
Not really.
Sorry.
Woo! Let's boost this thing. Turbo boosters on. The final result of a senior class election at the state-run University of Liberia remains up in the air amid allegations of a stolen ballot box and claims that the ruling party... What is the ruling party of that institution, Daniel?
The People's Front of Liberia.
Yeah. Was pushing the limits in its endeavours to stay in office. So that appears...
Scott.
Yeah.
Let me talk. Are you listening?
I'm listening.
Are you listening?
I'm listening. Talk.
The story is timely. And I applaud you for showing the journalistic intestinal fortitude to cover a story like this. While not big in the West, it is causing more than a ripple in African politics.
If I may briefly intercede,
interesting.
There's nothing, it just says here that I briefly intercede,
yes.
But then it
Look,
doesn't mention
let me
how.
Just, let me just, can I speak again, Scott?
Speak.
I would just caution you against falling for sensationalism.
Yeah.
Look.
Yeah.
You're young. You're green. You're full of spunk.
Yeah.
You are absolutely full of spunk.
Mm.
But you're old enough to know better, Scott.
Yeah?
I've been following the reports too, and I feel it is my duty to remind you that the Dean of Students at the University of Liberia, Dr. Sawalo Nelson, let me say that again, Sawalo Nelson, has decided to cancel the election and suspend the annual graduation, Scott.
You accuse me of sensationalism, but I would have thought that the cancellation of the democratic process would speak for itself, Daniel. The situation is clearly on tenterhooks. Where is the sensationalism
Tenter. What, I'm wondering what tenter actually is. I've never seen a tenterhook in my life. Scott, I've got to point out to you that I actually did, actually had a six-month exchange at the University of Liberia during my university years.
Yeah.
And got to know the doctor personally.
Is that how he's referred to?
Of course he's referred to as the doctor because he's a doctor.
Yeah. All right.
Look, let me assure you, Scott. Look, just trust me. The doctor will continue to be in charge. He is in charge. And always will be in charge, Scott.
Okay.
I know that other elements are disputing the doctor's decision to cancel the election, but from their perspective, it's essentially nothing more than pissing into the wind. I would urge them, and you, Scott, to accept him. It's inevitable. Yeah. Recognize the doctor's judgment on this issue, Scott.
All right, if I may probe you a little bit more on the time.
Haven't been probed all week.
Now's the time.
Let besides, me just... besides probing myself, of course.
Oh.
Go on.
Yeah. Your time spent at the university. What was the name again of the ruling party?
The People's Front of Liberia.
Is the ruling party at the University of Liberia. Interesting, Daniel. It's the current and long-running governing party at the institution. It's
yes,
been accused
correct.
Of all sorts of heavy-handedness.
Yes.
Just lost my spot on the page. Oh, yeah. It's ongoing domination of campus politics, Daniel. Mm. From your time there, what are your impressions of the ruling party and its ongoing domination of campus politics?
Like I said, Scott, I was there for 6 months.
Yeah.
What I saw was grossly lamentable. It was politics of its lowest form. It's something that would even make Australian politics, Australian local council politics,
yeah,
look barely second rate, which is saying a lot.
Right.
Scott.
Right. Well, thanks for the... Yeah. Oh, there's more.
Is it all... Okay, no, fuck you. That'll do.
Done. How was that first segment?
I think it was slightly melodramatic. I think one of us overacted a little bit. I think one of us was trying to sound a little bit more kick-ass than they thought they would.
Yeah.
But look, let's just keep the ball rolling, Scott.
Keep the ball rolling, Daniel. I'll introduce
this. It's time for a pre-recorded human interest segment. And it's time for a different pre-recorded human interest segment titled 60 Seconds With. And today, the 60 seconds just happened to be with someone we all know and love. Scott Gall himself. Scott,
alrighty.
I'm going to hand it over to the pre-recorded taping. Your interviewer will be with you shortly.
One moment.
Yes? What?
It's a pre-recorded taping, yet my interviewer will be
Waffle
here with us shortly.
Waffle is our enemy, Scott. Let's roll the tape.
Mr. Gall, I'd like to thank you for your time.
What?
Mr. Gall, how would you summarise your thoughts on Daniel James, your co-host?
Verbally.
What is the secret of your success?
Success? That's, what you call this.
How would you like to be remembered?
I would love that. That would be fantastic.
If you could give a single message to all of the simpletons out there, what would it be?
A single message to all of the listeners?
Yes.
What do you wish to hear from me?
Well, what would it be?
The message.
Yes.
But you already gave the answer in your question, a message.
Mr. Gall, how would you see the future of the Simpleton Podcast? I'll repeat the question. How do you see the future of the Simpleton Podcast? Mr. Gall, I'd like to thank you for your time.
Go for it.
Scott, what is up next, Scott?
Look, Daniel,
it's a sports report.
Oh, of course. I thought we kicked this one in the ass ages ago.
Let's not beat around the bush. I hate it as much as you do, but I honestly have no idea what I should or could do instead of said sports report. So it's time for another one. Simple as that.
What are you going to do about it?
Look, today is October the 5th, which it isn't. The 278th day of the year, according to the Gregorian calendar, I'm told. There are 87 days remaining in the year, which is a notorious number for bad luck when it comes to Australian cricket batsmen. We know that.
Yeah.
Everyone knows that.
Yeah.
And with the cricket season almost upon us, Scott, I'm not going to mess with that, especially with another Ashes series to look forward to. So, Scott, I'm going to give you a chance. What have you got for us?
Bun jumping.
Ah, bun jumping. Look, that's even a little bit of out of left field for the sports report, but obviously you're referring to the Chuang Chow Bun Festival.
I am indeed.
Which I follow occasionally on Fox Sports.
You follow occasionally, look, yeah.
Yep. Given that I have followed it occasionally on Fox Sports, the 2013 event is finished, is it not?
It is finished. Have I erred? Is it bun climbing rather than bun jumping?
No, it's bun jumping.
Bun?
Of course, the 2013 event was won by Hugh Scott.
The Shinto Shitsu of Laos.
Laos.
Yep.
Nice.
Laos.
But given it finished back in May, Scott, this is hardly topical.
I would beg to differ, my friends. I'll proceed now. I'll quantify that statement right now. You see, with athletes already in training for the 2014 event, I continue. The event is an annual week-long festival, which culminates in the showpiece Bun Climb event on the final day. It's bun climbing, Daniel, not bun jumping. Poor work, my friend. Poor work. This involves...
Can I just fucking point out, Scott? And I don't mean to call you a dickhead, but I will.
Yeah.
You're the one that actually announced it as bun jumping. Fox Sports calls it bun jumping. The actual technical element of bun jumping is bun climbing. So, Scott, take that last statement of yours and shove it up your ass.
Yep, done. Done. The event involves select competitors, usually from tertiary institutions, government departments, or... What was the third category?
Sorry, run that by me again.
Sorry.
That's just not professional.
It's not professional. It's toilet humour. It's crass.
It's fucking not even toilet.
No.
It's just...
crude. But given that Daniel, probably 80 to 90% of our listeners are meatheads who laugh when someone farts, it still probably would have gotten...
For fuck's sake, I'm not going to cop that. I will not cop that. I would say 40 to 50%.
Fair enough. Fair enough. But listen, the tournament usually involves select competitors from tertiary institutions, government departments, or what was the third category?
Fire brigades.
Fire brigades, yes, across the Asian region, especially around Hong Kong there. And the event culminates in the climbing of three 60-foot bamboo towers, which are covered with sweet buns. And...
That sounds like our kind of sport, Scott. You with me?
I'm with you.
Arses.
What?
Proceed.
And the winning team is the one which can remove as many sweet buns as possible. The more buns, the better. Following a relay process involving the eight teams, the final is commenced at midnight on the final day of the festival. Daniel, tell us about the roots of the festival.
You want me to tell you about the roots of the festival?
Yeah. You can ask me that question again to so we're on the same page, and in that time you can formulate a response. Go for it.
Well, the bun jumping goes back as early as 1987,
uh-huh.
Where the Laotians, who, if correct me if I'm wrong, Scott, were colonized by the French, and so have an affinity with buns, found themselves in 87, as a result of the 1987 stock market crash, where they were exporting buns to the United States and Europe, found themselves with the glut of buns. And as a result, they had to find something to do with the surplus. And as a result, they came up with the Ching Chung Bun Festival. So I would have thought that was pretty self-explanatory myself.
Yeah, okay, thanks for the insight. It's not... it doesn't gel with the research I did, but let's stick with your version, shall we?
Always.
Yeah, always. Where are we here? I've lost my... Okay, the winner of the last final. I already said that, didn't I?
Indeed.
Yep, but now we're looking
This is going really well. This is a fucking top-notch sports report, Scott. Really fucking top notch.
But now we're looking into the future, where from May 17th, 2014, the next festival will commence with the final of the bun climbing to be held as usual at the end of the festival. Daniel, please tell the... Oh, you've already done that too.
My God.
About the origins of the festival.
Fucking... Let's be loose. Let's just go with it, you know? We don't have to stick to the running sheet too much. Let's just, you know, relax and enjoy it, he said prior to recording. And it's been an absolute fucking debacle ever
since. It's been a debacle. Yeah, but, we'll send it off to the editorial team and we'll see what they can make of it. They can cut a few things out, add a few things. It'll come through. So, Daniel, where are we now? The whole island.
Oh, fuck's sake.
Asking you a couple of questions now. To test your knowledge of the event. The whole island does what for 3 days during the festival?
It bakes buns.
Who is the reigning... No. We're just out of sync, Daniel. We're out of sync. That's what happens when we don't stick to it. I'm asking you questions that you've already answered. Get your act together. Next question was going to be...
I can't fucking tell you how furious I am. On this end of the line. Just get your fucking act together and fucking stick to the running sheet.
All right.
Let me do your part for you. Daniel, who is the reigning champion of the bun climb? How do you rate their chances next year? And who do you see challenging?
We've already addressed...
Daniel responds.
Yeah.
Well, I've already responded to that, Scott, so I won't address that again.
Yeah.
But I'd just like to add that the next festival At the next festival, the members of the China Hong Kong Climbing and Mountaineering Union will be present in the lead-up to highlight aspects of the festival.
Yep.
And visitors will have the opportunity to learn about the technical and safety aspects of the Bun Tower climbing aspect, which is rather vital, of course.
Yeah.
And, of course, it's the dream of every young Hong Kongian boy.
Wait a moment.
Yes.
Okay, someone who comes from China is what?
Chinese.
And someone who comes from Hong Kong is...
He's a Hong Kongian.
Hong Kongian, interesting. Proceed.
So it's up to... It's the dream of every young Hong Kongian boy to become a star climber. But the guys from the CHKC and MU are the right guys to speak with and put the profession in perspective. And hold on, not only the rewards, but the pitfalls, the literal pitfalls of professional bun climbing.
I thank you for your input.
I think it's time to move on to listeners' letters.
Woo!
What's your daughter thinking about this in the next room?
She's in another room.
She can obviously overhear your theatrics.
I'm just
wondering what she's thinking.
Too busy enthusiastically frolicking in her bat costume.
Right. Mm. Well, like daughter, like father, hey? But seriously, dear listeners, we cannot do this without you. We appreciate your feedback week in and week out. And as by now, you know where to send that feedback to. All you have to do is go to simpletonpodcasts.com and send your feedback to us at the contact page there. If you want to download these and other Simpleton podcasts, please just simply visit simpletonpodcasts.com. And then you will find a whole array of Simpleton podcasts, including Dale Richardson Investigates. And soon there will be a new series called Lies of the Great. And of course, we're delighted to welcome Johnny Tosco for Late Nights with Johnny Tosco, which will be airing soon as well. But Scott, I believe this week that we've received three bits of correspondence, in which we call them letters. I'm going to hand it over to you, Scott, because I believe you've got letter one.
Yes, letter one. Let's see. Sorry. Sorry. Sorry.
What are you doing?
Letter one is from Keating Hawk of Tuggeranong, ACT. Keating writes, "Oh, guys, would you finally stop with the endless bickering and mutual animosity? There are far bigger issues to deal with." Thank you, Keating. Daniel.
Thank you, Mr. Hawk. I have letter two. This one is from Munro Barnes from the Atlantic Ocean. Second largest stretch of water on Earth after the Pacific. Munro writes, "Spanking." Thank you, Munro.
Thank you, Munro.
If anyone else from the Atlantic Ocean would like to write to us, please send them in. careofsimpletonpodcast.com.
Yes.
Scott, I believe you have letter three.
Letter three is here, and this comes from one Mr. Western Thought of Drildery, New South Wales. And Western writes, "Whenever they do something bad, it's because they're bad. But whenever we do something bad, it's because we're good." Thank you. Thank you, Weston, for the letter. Everything.
I just like how people write into us week in, week out, just to have their thoughts aired. To the thousands that listen to this podcast. Keep them coming. Keep them coming.
Keep them coming. Daniel.
Yes.
Do we need to the letters were right. Sport was passable. Do we need to re-record the world section?
Don't talk backhouse stuff at the front of the house. Right? Okay, that's the music. Scott, is there anything in the week ahead that you think the simpletons out there should be aware of, Scotty?
Yeah.
Okay, thanks for that. Scott, I'd like to thank you for your time. And simpletons, most of all, I would like to thank you for your time. Once again, join us next week when we present a special podcast live from Tamilu, where we actually launch the Simpleton Podcast Network. But until then, dear friends, good luck and safe travels. Bye, Scott.
Done. In the can.